No, I would play it out short of the green, Johnny. The problem is a couple of trees. If he hits it low, it's going to be running when it gets on the fairway. I would play it just short of the green.
Looks like he's going high with it.
Get the ball forward. Wait on the right side.
High follow through.
Wow. What a shot. I did not see that one.
What a shot by Poulter.
That is quite the shot. And he's pumped.
Yeah, nearly went in the hole. Incredible. The lie that he had and the shot that he played. Brett Ogle, good morning.
Hello.
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 Oh, yeah. What about Poulter? I remember last year he was last hole at the Honda Classic. No, I'm not. No, it might have been about 16 or whatever. Anyway. He's in the lead, shank. All of a sudden, Poulter just hits these. It's because he's got a very upright backswing, and he comes down on the ball sometimes just a wee bit late, and he gets these sockets happening. And anyway, that was a classic on Sunday.
Now, if you're walking past the TV and you actually see him stalking a fairway, he looks a little bit like Robert Allenby with the get-up he wears sometimes. With
the
glasses
true.
And the visor.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. He has got a little bit of that Robert Allenby.
But he's had the same caddy for quite some time.
I think
so
he has,
not Robbie.
Too.
Yeah.
Mate, what about, we've been chatting about this young bloke, 21 years of age, Siwoo Kim, who won, $2.5 million jumps in the bank, five-year exemption, but he's got to do military service.
Yeah, he will have to at some stage, yeah. It's, all South Koreans have got to do that at some stage. We've seen some slowdowns of careers before. KJ Choi was one who had to do it back in the day, so it's part of their culture up there. And, he's not going to get out of it. He's going to have to say goodbye to the PGA Tour at some stage. And you know what? I don't know whether you hang on for the 5 year exemption and do it. You know, when you're 26 or 27, and or do it now and get it out of the way. It's a tough choice for the young kid.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd take the 5 year exemption and do it at the back end of it.
Yeah, I probably would as well. Yeah. Isn't it ironic how I was just looking it up and good on Siwoo Kim too. It was a terrific win. He was. Over 300-1. One Irish punter backed him, put €200 on him. I can't believe somebody backed Siwoo Kim. But anyway, isn't it ironic how there's four Smiths on the PGA Tour this year, but there's six Kims.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm not picking at anything. It's just very funny.
Yeah.
That you look at Anthony Kim, Hyung-Jung Kim, Kyung Tae Kim, Michael Kim, Wee Kim, and now Siwoo Kim. There's an influx.
And there's more to come. Don't you worry about
that. There will be too. It's like the girls' tour, the LPGA tour.
Kim Adam Scott, he finished 5 under, mate, tied for 6. So a good finish for him, but I can't help think that opening round when he got to 6 under and a one-shot lead at one stage, and then 17-18, two double bogeys, that's where he probably lost it.
Well, if you look at it over... I know you look at it that way, and... Golf tournament is always over 4 days. You feel different on every day. But he didn't really get any momentum after that. I would agree with you on that. But he still had plenty of chances to get back to near the lead, but just couldn't get it done. I mean, he putted okay too. He was in the positive with strokes gained in putting, so it wasn't necessarily his putting. His fairways hit were below 60%, which for him is not that good, and his greens weren't up that high, so his ball striking wasn't at his supremely crisp best. But look, sawgrass can really eat you. It can tear your heart out that golf course. You've got to be pure all the way around, otherwise you're going to make big numbers. And look, you take a look at Siwoo Kim. He was 10 for 10 on up and downs and one putt greens on Sunday. That's what won in the tournament. Otherwise, he would have probably, well, it wouldn't have been as bad as JB Holmes, who shot 84. See, JB Holmes on Saturday got all the breaks. He was in the trees. He was on the pine straw. He was all over the shop and shot 71 Sunday. Similar game. He shot 84. And that's how much of a difference there is. Not much. It's sawgrass ripping your heart out.
Yeah, we move on to the Byron Nelson, which is another big event, mate. And you like Dustin Johnson here?
Oh, I do. Look, even though, and I said last week, Dustin Johnson wasn't a horse for a course at Sawgrass. He did finish with a 68 and finished tied 12th, but it's just not a horse for a course. But this week is a different story. The Byron Nelson, TPC Los Colinas. Look, 7th and 4th there the last 2 years, and before that, 7th and 8th he's got a history of being in contention at this golf course without winning. Good field too. You got Johnson, you got Jason Day, who won there in 2010. You got Jordan Spieth, who has yet to really finish better than tied 16th, which he finished there as a 16-year-old in 2011. Sergio is the defending champion. He'll be tough to beat. It's usually a windy week this week in Texas, and good ball strikers, wind players do really well here, i.e. Sergio Garcia. But look, I think Justin Johnson will be tough to beat this week. I've got him on top, but look out for a guy called Brooks Koepka, who has found a little bit of form in recent weeks. He's off the back of three top tens, and I think he could be a guy that, I don't know how much he's paying, but he'd be a guy to look out for. How much?
Yeah, he's $17, and Dustin Johnson is pretty short, $550 to win the Byron Nelson. And Drummond Golf's always a winner.
Mm. How much is Duffner? He's another guy that plays well in
yeah,
the tournament.
I'd have to get those prices back up.
Sorry
there.
To put that on you. Yeah, he might be about 30s, or he might be a shot.
Okay, so he's another roughie for us to have speculate on.
Yeah, Duffner. Yeah, okay. Just keep your eye on. Yeah, check out the web, drummondgolf.com, for all your specials. Too many to mention. That's about it.
Good on you, mate. Brett.
Well done. Brad Kennedy finished runner-up in Japan on the weekend. Well done to the Queenslander.
Okay, mate. Have a great week. Brett Ogle.